Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
And a minimal salary cap hit. Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 40% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 40% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress-them-on-the-third-date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
It's not just about watching the game. It's about betting on it. I'm Mike Valeni, and on Cash the Ticket, Jim Costa and I break down every college football and NFL matchup like it's the last game we're ever going to watch. From the best bets to the sneaky underdogs, and of course, as my co-host likes to say, the value. And the one thing we're not going to do is pretend we're professionals. We have fun with it. It's an entertainment product, and it makes watching games a hell of a lot of fun. So Cash the Ticket, follow it in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Biggie, let's hit him big time.
Houston, let's get in the loop.
You better get ready because we're going to show up and show out.
With John Lopez and Reggie Atitula. Always live.
Love it. Love it.
Always local.
Don't ever underestimate the heart of a champion.
You're in the loop on Houston Sports Leader, Sports Radio 610.
That's right. You got John Lopez, you got Figgy Fig, you got myself, Reginald Atitula, hanging out with you on a Texans victory Monday for the second time in a row in 2024. Hope you are having a great.
We're feeling all right.
Victory Monday.
Hey, I feel to be 2-0, man.
How about that?
Yeah, the feeling all right is largely the 2-0, because one thing about a primetime game, it's late at night. And everybody's feeling
well,
a little bit.
We will get to that.
But you know what?
Sunglasses and Advil.
Yeah, man.
Last night was mad real.
Yeah. That's right. But you know what? I don't need that. I don't need no caffeine. I don't need none of it. I am running off of the vibes of a victory for your Texans. In fact, I'm running off of the vibes of, good times. 2-0, the only one in the division. In fact, by far. The only one in the division that has that 19-13 victory for your Houston Texans. Always get involved with the program. Texting in 713-572-4610. We also always have the Odyssey app going for you. YouTube, Twitch, all those things there. So let us know how you feeling. In fact, how was your primetime experience? In fact, first Sunday night football game since 2019, and it was palpable.
Oh my gosh!
Being in around the stadium.
Oh my gosh! It was it was quite. It was a hell of a night for Houston. It was a great night for football fans, for the team. Although we'll parse out some of the things that we maybe not are feeling great about. But
that's another thing. Yeah. Is like, in addition to how was your prime time experience? Because I definitely want that again. 713-572-4610. How are you feeling about this game as well? Just like overall, overarching. Like, is it all positive? Is it all negative? Where on that spectrum does it exist? Because that was another thing that I definitely got a feel for in the course of like going around the stadium. I tried to make the full use of my press pass and went into the locker room and there was obviously jubilance over a win, but you could tell that the expectations that have been set for this team in general have pushed it to where it wasn't just joy. And I don't know exactly how to put a word on what the remaining feelings and emotions were, but it wasn't all just exuberance and joy after a fit.
But I think, let me try to just kind of like put the whole night into my perspective.
Let's do it.
Anyway, the fact that we can parse out and nitpick little things that we'd like to see better.
1 p.m.
is, yes, 1 p.m. We'll be doing that, the nitpicking. But the fact that we can do that, the fact that D'Amico Ryans can stand up there and say, man, we got to clean this up, we got to clean that up, we got to clean that up, and the Texans still just put an absolute smackdown defensively on the Bears, and the fact that they're still 2-0, I said this last week, I think, they're in a different place. They can win different ways. We have different expectations. We are going to talk about some of the really good things, but also some of the things that we're like, okay, we got to keep an eye on that. But the fact that we are here says how far this team has 100%. Come. I mean, it is absolutely. I walked away from that game, and I wasn't ignorant of some of those other things, but I walked away from that game saying, this team is different. Mm-hmm. This team is different from anything that we've experienced. They can play any way you want. They can play the beautiful football as we've seen in the past, and they can absolutely give Caleb Williams an amazing long night, and they can change the way they play. D'Amico Ryans doesn't blitz. He blitzed his ass off. Derek Stingley doesn't really travel too often with an opposing wide receiver.
He was on two all night.
He traveled DJ Moore the whole night. So, like, this was a fantastic night. Now, you talk about the experience. I mean, roof open. How many times have we seen that? Had a flyover with the Coast Guard. How many times have you seen that?
Yeah. Apparently, Mike Tirico said, what, 40-some times in the Texans, I guess, existence?
Yeah.
That the roof been open?
No, it hadn't.
No. I seen somebody. I don't know if that's like.
Maybe he said four or two. I said,
yeah, it was a big number. Well, I'm like, well, I don't know who gave him no numbers.
But that ain't right.
That's the hilarious part about retractable roof. Like, it feels like retractable roof in theory in a lot of places that have retractable roof.
Yeah, I only remember one time since I've been living here.
I think he said four or two, Fig. You might have misheard that. No, I think he's wrong, to be honest. But no, Reggie, man, I mean, I was like, you know, there have been games like this where you kind of rub your forehead and you go, oh, this is gonna be tough all year long.
Yeah.
I don't feel that.
No. By all means, that is not the way that it feels. Mm-hmm. And I understand why you've had that you have to have that comparison because it hadn't been that long ago
mm-hmm.
when you had to have those feelings. So yeah, that's absolutely one I want to get a feel for. And shout out to all the people texting in from the 713. They said they love the experience and the game. Props to the Texas fans in attendance because the TV and the Bears fans sounded loud. True at the game or just TV? There was a lot of orange in that building. Yeah. There was a lot of Bears fans.
There was.
Not maybe like
it has been on the dark days here, but that's expected. But there were a lot.
Yeah, no, there was a lot. Mm-hmm. And, I mean, we got a feel for that when we were out, you know, before this mm-hmm. game. We were walking around, obviously, doing the tailgate or the game, getting that situation. And there was a lot of Bears fans. I was surprised at how many times I turned around and just like, oh, well, there's a grip of them there. And, oh, there's another one. And, of course, what is always hilarious with any game day is seeing the houses divided.
Oh,
you
yeah.
have a Texans jersey, a Texans clad
sisters.
Woman, and a Bears clad man holding hands, walking into the stadium. Like, okay, so they're going to have a fun night. We definitely saw sisters as well that were on either side of this. Yeah, but there was a good amount of Bears fans. And there was points where you could hear the Bears fans chanting defense. And I was like, it doesn't sound like a home game, but it definitely doesn't sound like it should on a road game. Like, there's somewhere in between. And so, yeah, no, there was definitely a good amount of Chicago
Bears. It felt like a Sunday night special occasion, and it was exactly that. You mentioned outside, and we'll get into some of this during passing thoughts. But no, it was a special night for football, a special night for Houston, and I walked away feeling much more positive than negative because we got a defense here, man. I mean, we have a defense here.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Yeah, the defense really stood up well, and you mentioned the idea of blitzing. Like, I do wonder over the course of this thing if we'll see that the blitz, you know, the blitz rate was really more about that's a rookie quarterback, right?
Yeah.
Like, whenever you see a rookie quarterback, in my mind, I'm like, okay, heat him up and see how he handles it, right? See how he handles the heat. And I do wonder if that ultimately bears out that that's what's happening there, or if you're right, that this is some level of shift in D'Amico Ryan's general philosophy about playing defense as he continues to, and as we all do, you know, over the course of careers and whatever we do, like, you know, evolve in the way that we go about things.
Yep. evolve and also adapt and adjust to the personnel that you have.
Yeah.
Because all of a sudden, you know, Will Anderson and Danielle Hunter, we talked about it Friday, you know, maybe they could make for a long night for Caleb Williams. They did.
They did.
Why does this room look amazing? What'd you change?
Oh, I just got these custom shades from Blinds.com. It's all online, so it's really easy. Great price, too.
Ugh, I remember shopping for Blinds. I waited around all day just to get a quote.
Hi, sorry I'm late. I know you said just the bedroom, but what do you feel about the
bathroom?
I feel
like I had to say yes, just to get rid of her.
All right, just go ahead and sign here and we'll get everything taken care of.
It took forever. And the worst part? Hidden fees. How about you?
I chatted with my Blinds.com design consultant on my time, got free samples, and it was all super high quality at a great price. Plus, they make it easy to DIY or add installation like I did.
Blinds.com sounds way better.
Way better. And everything comes with their 100% satisfaction guarantee. Plus, check this out. I can control them from my phone.
Whoa, magic.
There's a better way. Shop Blinds.com for up to 40% off. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Explaining football to the friend who's just there for the nachos? Hard. Tailgating from home like a pro with snacks and drinks everyone will love? An easy win. And with Instacart helping deliver the snack time MVPs to your door, you're ready for the game in as fast as 30 minutes. So you never miss a play or lose your seat on the couch or have to go head-to-head for the last chicken wing. Shop game day faves on Instacart and enjoy $0 delivery fees on your first three grocery orders. Offer valid for a limited time. Other fees and terms apply.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not-so-secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
It's not just about watching the game. It's about betting on it. I'm Mike Valeni, and on Cash the Ticket, Jim Costa and I break down every college football and NFL matchup like it's the last game we're ever going to watch, from the best bets to the sneaky underdogs. And of course, as my co-host likes to say, the value. And the one thing we're not going to do is pretend we're professionals. We have fun with it. It's an entertainment product, and it makes watching games a hell of a lot of fun. So Cash the Ticket. Follow it in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
They did. Jalen Petrie, we thought about maybe seeing him coming off the edges and making some plays up on the line of scrimmage. He did.
That one tackle, he ain't whiffed that one.
Woo, baby.
That was a college tackle. That was like one of them college rivalry type of tackles.
He hit that man so hard that the refs were like, that's got to be a flag.
Yeah.
It's, I mean, look, I don't even know. I ain't see it, but it sounded like
it's the tackles they used to call in slobber knockers.
Slobber knockers,
decleaters. Yeah.
He decleated his
ass. Like face to face.
But that all ties in. And the players knew. The players knew it was prime time, and they were the only game in town. They were the only game on television. I mean, they absolutely took it to another level. And then there's this, the whole vibe outside the stadium, the whole vibe inside the stadium, and then the vibe on the squad, in the locker room,
yeah.
Because they played at a different kind of crazy level, man. It was wild. Both teams, but especially the Texans.
All right, interesting text comes in here from the 713. Acoustics and NRG were terrible with the roof open. Time for them to recalibrate, as I do to recall it. I don't recall
it. It was being loud.
That's interesting. All right, so here, let's ask Will Anderson, like, how did you feel the energy was in the stadium?
Man, it was rocking. It was rocking. I had chills when I got out there, and I looked up, and I've never seen the stadium open, man, and it's just wonderful to see the city come out, man. That's what we do it for. We do it for the fans, man. Of course, our families and ourselves, but we really want H-Town to mean something, man. We really want the fans to be a part of something great, man, and that's what we're trying to do here.
No, I felt it. I didn't notice any Figgy. I didn't notice any different, and I thought it looked cooler. First of all, with the
roof on. It looked super cool.
Yeah,
it was a little bit. I mean, it wasn't hot where I'm like, man, this is terrible. But it was a little muggy in there.
All right,
but it was like a normal stadium.
Yeah, I was like, where did y'all end up ultimately? Because I know that there's various different points where we can watch the game. We're very blessed to have obviously access to the press box, which is air conditioned, right? So there's that. There's the suite that we have access to as a company, and that can lead into a little bit of that lower bowl, so you get maybe a little bit of the feel of that. But if you're up in the suite, again, kind of air-conditioned. So I do want to get a feel for that. But then also, I know that in the first half, I was trying to get a feel for what does the roof feel like. And when you're up there in that press box, I felt like I actually didn't really get a feel for anything that was happening.
No, you never do. That's why I hate going up there, man. That's why I always leave. I wound up on the club level.
Bad and bullshit.
Had some buddies on the club level. But I did, for the record, go down to the first level for a little bit. It wasn't too hot.
It wasn't bad at all.
But just everything was cool. They had those little lights working.
That was a good touch.
Yeah, that was really nice.
I know that me, B. Scott, were talking about is just the idea of those lights and the ways that they were able
to. The little wristband.
Yeah, the wristband. I think that even then, I feel like there's still more that could have been done with those. Like, I do wonder if that's going to be another
evolution. And they controlled them. Like, I was sitting talking to my buddy Rick, and all of a sudden his wristband turns on at halftime. What's going on with you, man? It was really, really cool. And when you look at the team and how they played all together, okay, it wasn't an A+. But it was very much of an A for me, A minus maybe because of the mistakes that we're going to get into and some of the other stuff. But just the way they responded, I said earlier on, they can play any way that you want to, and they can beat you any way that you want to. Let's not forget, we have a 6-point win and a 2-point win.
Yeah,
that could have gone either way, but they won.
And to me, that's a good sign because you got some explosive teams with weapons. I mean, look at the Miami Dolphins. Whenever it get to a nasty game like that, they just fall right.
Yeah.
They fall flat.
Good point. Yeah.
And they can, to me, this win show you that when they get ugly, we can sling mud around too,
yes,
but we're going to win.
They can win.
It ain't going to be pretty, but we're going
to
win.
I don't know if I go so far as to say they can win anyway, because I still think that remains to be seen. Mm-hmm. But they at least want some dirty ones, right? Like they want a dirty one. In this case, where, you know, there's definitely aspects of the team that were like, yeah, no, we didn't hold up to our end of the bargain. And still, you end up with an instance where it feels like if you did not have the self-inflicted wounds, that you still would have had a double-digit victory. And so that's the portion of this that you really, you know, take solace in is that, oh, man, this team, even when it was bad, manages to get a win. And that, I mean, look. NFL football is hard, man.
Mm-hmm.
It is not easy to get wins in that way. And so you have to appreciate that from that perspective. Another thing that was brought up by our guy Ocho actually said, hey, man, didn't like waiting until Sunday night. Didn't like waiting this long over the course of it. That is another part of the primetime game. How did you guys feel about the idea that, hey, man, you go through all of the slate and we still ain't gotten to football time?
It's an adjustment, but I think it's an adjustment that we better get used to.
Yeah.
You know, because that's just the life when you're at the top of the heap or one of the teams that's considered to be at the top of the heap. But yeah, I mean, you know, the good thing is I got my red zone fill. That's for sure. I was all over red zone and then got out there. But I was excited. And the reason I said that they can win anyway is because of number 7. I mean, if that were a shootout, I'd still bet on the Texans in a shootout. If it was a game like last night, we saw what the Texans did. 7 sacks, dude. 7 sacks and all those extra pressures and all those loud, hard, tough hits, not even counting Petrie. I think they're built in a way that, I'll say it, you know, championship teams are built. Like how do you guys want to do this? Okay, we'll do it. You know, that's what I'm feeling with this squad.
It's early though, man.
Of course.
I hear your exuberance.
It's early guy.
Yeah.
Yeah, I guess I'm this early guy. It's my bad. But it is. It is. And like there's the questions that are popping up are making me pump the brakes. When it goes to like championship, but you're right. Like there at least I can see the foundation for when things click. You can't get to that level. And I think that's the beauty of this at the very least, right? Yeah. Even if you want to be its early guy, even if you want to kind of temper some of this, which I feel that's another thing. I'm like, yo, how are the vibes as well on that perspective, right? Like, did you see this game and go, oh, man, you know, Texans to the moon? Or did you see, okay, there's some places where I'm going to reserve some of these things? And I do wonder if some of that is just the way that sports fans can be in general, right? Some people are open my heart up, I'm ready to be hurt. Some people are very guarded in that way, and maybe that's the way that this is playing out for us. But yeah, I do think that at the very least, you can look at this and you go 2-0. That's a great place to be. I think C.J. Stroud, in fact, said it in his availability.
Yeah.
Because, I mean, C.J. Stroud was hard on himself and this offense. He was like, 0-2 sucks a lot more than being 2-0 when you compare his first two seasons. And so at least always appreciating a win on a victory Monday is something that you got to do.
Yeah, I just, look, I'm the king of don't ignore in victory what you would not ignore in defeat. We're not going to ignore those things. What I'm saying is the how they're equipped is the way a championship team is equipped. And yes, we have not seen them have to get in a high-scoring shootout. But I like the Texans' odds if they do that because of C.J. Stroud. I mean, C.J. Stroud made a throw with 11, 12 minutes left in the second quarter. That was about as good a play as you will ever see any quarterback make anywhere. It was incredible. And that's the kind of stuff that only he can do. On the heels of the throw that he made to Nico at the end of the Colts game to ice that one. Like, you have a guy that can get in those situations if the defenses are a little bit not like we've seen lately, and they go up to a 38-35 game. You have a guy that can win that game too.
Yeah, and on the CJ front, one of the plays that I absolutely loved, and I think it was in third quarter because I was hanging out in the suite at that point, was CJ making something happen, right, with his legs, and then throwing the ball downfield, finding Tank Dell, running booty butt naked open, as I like to say. And Tank drops it, which we'll have that conversation.
Yeah.
But just, I was amazed in that moment at, man, the wherewithal, the awareness, the ability to get out of what was a pressure situation. Get your shoulder square, sling that ball, put it right where it needed to be, and also with anticipation. Yeah, man, this is a dude that, not that we needed any more convincing, but this is a dude who continues to grow to the place where, that's championship-type play from your quarterback and a leader on this team. So, look, man, we're just getting going on a Texans victory Monday here in the Loop, Sports Radio 610. There's a lot to talk about, but one thing that we always want to get on a victory Monday are the OG's passing thoughts. We'll do that next.
It's a Shoppers John Deere Reaction Monday on Sports Radio 610. Here's In the Loop with John Lopez and Reggie Atitula. Experience, wisdom, opinions, barbecue sauce. Our guy Lopez has it all and shares it with you.
I used to go into the clubhouse and I just
It's time for the OG's passing thoughts.
Tell me a story, OG.
All right, man. Let's get right in. I got a bunch. I got some passing thoughts coming out of my ears today, so let's get right to it. We talked about the vibe a little bit. I want to add something.
Vibes.
You know, it's kind of like I've often said, if you haven't listened to them very much lately, sort of just a stream of consciousness as I get to the stadium and all the way to the end. So let's start there. All right, so Reggie and I, Figgy, were judging the tailgates. And first of all, three world-class tailgates. Like
I'm not shocked, man.
Off the charts.
I'm not shocked.
It was prime time tailgating,
right.
Man.
Yeah, man. It was a good time.
It was prime. So the first one we go to, you know what song is blaring as soon as we get there?
What song?
Tops Drop.
Fat Pat.
Okay.
Do the tailgate. Have a good time. Go to the second tailgate. You know what song was playing when we got there?
Top Drops.
Fat Pat.
Figgy and I, Reggie and I were going like, are they planning this?
Yeah, I was like, look, man. I mean, people know what the tailgate, you know, thing is. They know what's happening. Yeah. They're like, you know, some guys from Sports Radio 610 will come through. But I was like, did they know that it'd be me and John? And they were like, were they trying to do a, hey, let's give them a little nod, see if that'll give us a little bit of a benefit here.
Yeah.
It could just be that
that's Top Drop. That's just a cookout song. Man.
Maybe it's just an anthem in Houston and a cookout song and it's got to play. But as soon as we
walked in.
Top Drop.
And it was rocking, man. Fried ribs. We had ribeye, all kinds of good stuff. But this is what I wanted to get you. So the tailgater of the game was called Red Eye Tailgaters. All right?
I've been there a few times.
Yeah, they were really, really good. Yeah. Cal and Hannah showed up as a surprise to give them the tailgater of the game flag. Dude. If you didn't know how much of a 180 their reputation has taken in the last couple of years, before, literally.
Yeah, the fans took in the D'Amico Ryan's mantra. They swarmed
from from hundreds of yards away. Like from all the tailgates around, just whoosh, it was like a bumblebee net hive.
Yeah,
you know, just it was incredible. So I thought that was pretty good. People spilling stuff all over Hannah's white dress. And
oh
everything.
Man,
it was pretty good.
Yeah, it was a party foul.
All right, so party foul. So we get to the stadium, we get to the game, and we find out immediately.
Thank you for not mentioning what state I was in once we got to the.
Dude had six.
Six shots, two drinks.
We're going to get to that at 120.
Okay, right. Excellent, yeah.
Six shots for my man, who really doesn't even drink that much.
That's correct.
I told you exactly how it goes when you do these tailgates, man.
I tried, but people were being hospitable. I said no to drinks. I had six shots.
I'm telling you, man, you can't turn down a drink, man. It's hard.
So we get there, find out Juice Scruggs is inactive, Damian Pierce is inactive, and so we start to kind of kick around that. No Mechie either. And it seemed like Cam Akers would acquit himself pretty dang well. I think he ended up being the leading rusher on the team, but then he had a fumble at the very end.
When I seen that, I was feeling good about my confession, man. Remember my confession? I said, hey, if he have a good game, I think he might end up being number two.
Yeah. Yeah,
and they had that fumble. I'm like, damn.
Seven for 32, which is 4.6 a carry, but you mentioned that fumble.
Yeah. And then the crowd, I don't care what Ron Hughley says. I'm looking at you, Ron.
Man.
I'm looking
his
at
name
you,
on
Ron. I'll put his name on it. Come at me like Al Shire. Anyway, the crowd was there early. It was relatively full. They were pretty quiet on offense, and they were loud on defense. They heard D'Amico and CJ talking, and they heeded their advice, so it was pretty good.
Did a decent job with the Liberty whiteout.
Yeah.
I think that one of the reasons why it didn't look like it got as whiteout was, I think there was a good amount of Bears.
That's a big
one. Like, yeah. I think there was a good amount of, kind of navy and orange scattered in there.
A lot of people wore white, man.
Mm-hmm. Bobby Slowick, early on, I thought this was going to be a clinic. He was in his bag. Reggie was sitting next to me. This is when I was still in the press box. And, like, dude was doing shifting, motioning, mixing out of the backfield into the slot, into the wide spot on the field side of the field. I mean, Bobby Slowick was showing everything early on.
Yeah, man. There was one point where I don't know if I said it to you or I said it to Bajani. You guys were on either side of me, where I was like, man, Cade Stover in the backfield is as a fullback, it's almost looking like a tell. And as soon as I say that, boom, Cade Stover on a 4th-and-1, sliding out the backfield, throw it to him, boom, butt naked open, first down.
John Christian Kaimi Fairbairn. Talk about a stud. 350-yard plus field goals last week. 3+ 60-yard field goals this week. He's the reason they're winning. I mean, when it comes to...
Pro Bowl. That's probably true.
All pro.
That's an all-pro kicker right now.
I mean, that was incredible. But that leads to another one. And we'll get to this, I'm sure, later as well. If it wasn't for Fairbairn, we would be torching Laramie Tunsil today.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, man.
Torching him.
Was torching him.
I was torching him. But the one, he made a 59-yard field goal that could have easily been, it was a low percentage kick.
That was the end of the first half.
Yeah.
You were, looking like you were playing to maybe even possibly get into the end zone at that point, and you stall out the drive.
Yeah.
On a third down, getting taking a penalty.
Yeah. And so we'd be killing him. And so that's something you got to put a pin in right there. Derek Stingley traveled with DJ Moore the entire game. This might be something that is just going to be the norm because he's that good.
I don't know if that's the case, but it's possible, right? Like, I do like that it's in his bag at the very least, right? He is not stuck over there. But I think that what you got a little bit of a benefit of Keenan Allen not playing in this game. I know Rome Odunze did still play, but it did feel like they were like, oh, okay, this team that's playing against us doesn't have as many tools to try and beat us.
Mm-hmm.
That's the main one over there. So let's go put Stingley
over. I hear you.
It was hey, we need the clamps on him. We need to shut that down. And he did a damn good job of that.
Yeah. Henry To'oto played the game of his life, flat out, period.
That brother was all over the place, dude, man. I kept hearing his name.
Led the team in tackles, had a tackle for loss, had a sack, and Christian Harris isn't even back.
He was in the right place all the time.
He was aggressive.
He was in the right place all the time.
He was aggressive. This might be a confession, but I have others, so I'm just going to say it right here.
Okay.
I kind of love that the Texans are the squad that get under the other team's skin now. Yeah, Nico, the dude pointed at him. Don't point in my face, man.
He started first, though. Man, like, what kind of disrespect? You putting your finger in another grown man's face, you should expect, you just started the fight.
Yeah.
That, like, you expect that you started the fight in that instance. If you put your finger in somebody's face, what are you expecting?
That's equivalent to hitting somebody. You might as well hit the person spitting at that point.
Exactly. Right? There's a few things that if you do that, I didn't start the fight. You started the fight. Put your finger in my face, spit on me.
Yeah. When you point in my face, you better off just socking me in the jaw, right?
Exactly. And then Al Shaer said, I'll fight all you guys. I'll fight all of you.
Hey, he did like, the Riley Cooper.
Nah, he did the Drewski, standing on business.
Yeah. I'll fight all of you. You and you and you and you. I'll fight every one of you.
Yeah, he went so far as doing the thing that I will never understand in football, which is punching into the helmet.
Yeah.
Hey, he was looking like Charles Oakley at Madison Square Garden
running
with the security.
If you needed to know that is the leader of the defense and the advanced physicality of this team, right there. There you go. There's a snapshot of it.
I like that they get under people's skin like that, make them do stuff like that. This is just a true passing thought that we'll elaborate on as the day and the week goes on. But let's not forget how special C.J. Stroud is. I mentioned that one throw earlier. That was about
breaking news.
Dude. That was about as good a throw as you will ever see any quarterback make in any situation. And I believe it was on the touchdown drive, wasn't it? The one where he scrambled out and then went to Nico on the side with just an absolute, you know, BB in the perfect spot. It was pretty incredible. Another one here, and this was when we were having the discussion in the press box. I don't know if I was talking with you about it or not, Reggie. I didn't think, and this is on me, I guess, I didn't think that you could challenge a play. You win the challenge because they move the ball forward, but you challenge the first down ruling, so you still lose a timeout. How do you have a successful challenge? They move the ball because you were right, and you still lose a timeout.
Yeah, because like
you're supposed to be the other way around.
I know.
You lose the challenge. I mean, it's a successful challenge. You lose that challenge, but you keep your timeout.
It's a successful challenge. You didn't get what you wanted in the first down.
Mm-hmm.
And, that inspired me to tweet that I still don't functionally know what counts as a catch. Because that's the thing that the NFL has made so complicated that only God knows. And I also apparently don't know what spotting a football on the sideline is.
He won. They moved the ball up. And then they took away a timeout. I don't know. Here's another one that I know we'll dig into some more. I guess we're just not going to enforce the hip drop tackle, right? We're just not going to do it?
Well, in looking back at that, like, I do wonder when they and I'm going to, in the break, go and look at, like, the actual, you know, language on this. Because it would happen from behind, almost.
But it was a textbook hip drop tackle. It looked a lot like, you know, like all the ones that they used in the, you know, in the films that they were saying this is going to be illegal.
Yeah.
I mean, they just did not enforce it. And they have not enforced very many of those that I've seen. So I don't know. Maybe that's just something like, you guys be careful now.
And this is the thing about that. I recall talking about this when they said that they were going to try and institute this. I was like, I don't know how you are able to enforce this and administer this, because if we're taking away the ability for you to get your hands on a player and then utilize your body weight, I don't know how you're supposed to tackle, especially like, and even if you're just dealing with like a tackling dummy, right?
Yeah.
Talk less of these big, giant specimens of humans that are like all monsters, if we're going to be completely honest, right? And then they're all moving at the fastest speeds possible. And now you have to, and look, defense has already become so difficult in this league, and not to defend a hip drop tackle, right? But
what is he supposed to do?
I don't know how then from a perspective of the officials, you go, all right, we're taking all those out of here, right? And so I'm not passing off, because the whole idea is that it clearly creates injuries.
And
Joe Mixon was in that place where it created an injury.
Yeah.
I just always knew that this was going to be tough, and it seems like it's also going to be tough in a different level of way, which is the administration of it. Because if they're also not going to be consistent with it, that's even going to make it even more of an annoying thing to watch.
Another couple for you here, real quick. Remember all I've been saying about Kamari Lassiter, his ball skills. Dude, you saw it in living color. I couldn't wait for fans to see how he can react to a ball in the air. And he got that interception, had a couple of other plays. Absolutely great great ball skills, and we'll dig into that some more.
Takeaway defense.
Man, you talked about that on Friday, takeaway defense. Two more, and I got to give credit where credit is due, because this is not something you say every day. There was some good officiating out there. Outside of the hip drop tackle, Jalen Petrie had the hit where he de-cleated that guy, the slobber knocker. They're like, well, that's got to be a penalty. They talked about it, didn't call a penalty. The very next play, I think it was the next play, intentional grounding was not called. They got together, threw the flag, intentional ground. That was some good officiating right there. You got to give it to credit where credit is due.
I kind of like that they didn't really call anything on that sideline, that little scuffle, or they didn't throw Aziz out.
Yeah,
because he probably should have been thrown out.
Yeah,
but that does lead me to
me
kind
that's
of watch.
Football.
Yeah, that kind of leads me to watch the space of the NFL league office in New York.
Oh, he'll get fined,
right? Like fine? What level of fine? Do they even feel that he should have been thrown out and turn that into some level of suspension? Right? Like, I don't know how far they go, because again, I don't understand how the NFL administers any of these things. These things are not as consistent as we would like them.
They
to
just
be.
Flying by the seat of their pants. Yeah.
Last one. If you had the Texans covering 6.5 points, you're not as high on Cam Akers today as you were going into the game. Dude, I can't tell you how I was just imagining what Las Vegas looked and sounded like when he fumbled the ball about to go into the end zone. Because that would have been a walkaway cover.
Yeah.
That would have been a walkaway cover
for the Texans. Absolutely should have been.
Yeah.
And then that happened.
And then that happened.
So, shout out to Cam Akers. Actually getting to play, at least. Like, I'm sure there was plenty of people, at least in the Houston area and Texans fans abroad, that are like, oh, we actually get to see Cam Akers. Hope that Dameon Pierce heals up. There you go. OG's Pass the Thoughts in the Loop, Sports Radio 610 on a Texans victory Monday. Let's continue on in the loop as we'll do our question of the day. Texans inspired, right? Texans have won two games in what I think you would call Lopez an old school way.
Old school.
So with that being the case, what's your favorite old school things specifically in sports? 713-572-4610. Let's talk about that next.
It's a Shoppers John Deere Reaction Monday on Sports Radio 610. Live from the Twin Peaks Studios, here's In the Loop with John Lopez and Reggie Atitula.
In the Loop, Sports Radio 610. Appreciate you hanging out with us on a victory Texans Monday. We got our victory reaction Monday. Texans victory react. Y'all get it. Texans won 19-13 over the Bears.
It's a victory Monday and reacting to it.
That's right. Thank you, Figgy. Thank you, John Lopez. Thank you, listeners, rocking with us. folks letting us know, 832. Playing Top's Drop was probably more in reaction to the roof actually being open for the stadium, which sure.
I think man, it was because of us.
Okay, all right. Well, if John says so. The thing that really caught my and John's attentions was just, we walked up to the function, and then they started playing it. And it felt like it was entrance music almost. And that's where it was like, oh. Like, you know what I mean? Like,
WWE,
wait.
WWE, man.
Hold on.
Let's get in the loop.
Y'all listening?
Like WWE.
Appreciate it. Yeah, exactly. Like, so. But let's do our question of the day, ladies and gentlemen. Texas won some old school games, particularly this one, man. Just defense. Got them boys hemmed up. Managed to get a 19-13 victory. What is your favorite old school thing in sports? However you decide to define that. That's 713-572-4610.
So really the both games, defense, sacks, field goals.
Toting the rock.
Field position, exactly. 159 yards from Mixon last. Now, we're talking sports. I think about a week or two ago, we talked about just like, you know, sort of old school things. But I'm not talking about that.
No, yeah.
Yeah, I'm talking about sports.
Sports specific.
Old school things you like in sports. I'm going to give you a couple, and I'm curious what you guys and our listeners come up with. Maybe I'm like so giddy about this, and I'm because it was old school. Like, because they were punishing the quarterback. Like, Caleb Williams is having a hard morning, man.
Hey, man. There was one time where Will Anderson coming off the right side, screaming off the right side, unblocked because the left side of the Bears line didn't get themselves together. I mean, I remember that was one of the matchups we talked about, is that was a place where he could have success. Sure did. Caught Williams in that back of that 18 on his blind side. Boom. And then it happened on his front side with the Danielle Hunter. And I was like, oh, okay. So he's just gonna get those old school. Yeah. Like, that dude might be out for a few plays or longer type hits. So, yeah, no, you definitely got some of those knocks on the quarterback.
I thought Danielle Hunter ate him. I thought he ate him. Like, because he just disappeared for a second on that one side. Did he eat him? Other old school sports things that I like. I love a good mud game, a good rainy mud game.
Gross.
Not snow, not all that, but like you're in Chicago or you're in Green Bay.
And all I'm hearing is sloppy feet.
Yes. I love a good sloppy, muddy game. It's not pure football. It's not necessarily fair, but we're talking about old school things in sports we like. That's one. And then I got another one. I'm curious what you guys have after this. And this is totally old school.
How are you going to throw me a mud game when you know I like watching speed?
I know.
It just slows the whole game down.
Well, the topic is old school.
All right.
Yeah, we want to see some offense,
yeah,
man.
But there's old school things that I think like were better. You went to an old school
mud
thing that made the... All right.
Give me some mud.
Okay.
You want a snow game, too?
No, I don't like snow games.
What's the difference?
Right. Because the mud, it's all black. It's on your uniform. It's in your face mask. You see it dripping off their faces.
Oh, the mud clump is always a hilarious
The mud
thing.
Clump in the mask. I love that stuff. And then this one is... totally old school. Call me old. Call me whatever you want.
Okay.
Because old. I do like celebrations, you know, some of the modern celebrations, but there's just something about acting like you've been there before. You know, like you score a touchdown, just give the ball to the referee.
Here you are, sir.
Jog to the sideline.
Thank you for the opportunity to score a touchdown.
I just like that. But that said, I do like some of these celebrations. It's just something cool about that old school. Here you go, sir. I just scored another touchdown.
All right, old. let's get to my thing.
Yeah.
That I love old school wise.
I said you could call me old. I don't mind.
And that's why I did. Anytime I have an opportunity to, I got to.
Yeah.
Hey, man, how about post-game in the NBA? Having big men get the ball fed down low.
Oh, yes.
Post-game.
Oh,
right?
Yes.
It is we have gotten all the stats in. It is not the most efficient
that's
way to play
one.
Basketball, but... dagnabbit if it ain't fun to watch. Just
a technician
using his strength. Like, because look, man, when we talk about sports, a lot of times we're trying to see athleticism, but sometimes just like a man that knows how to utilize his body and like knows how to control
has
technical command over his craft. And you see Hakeem Olajuwon put a man on his back, get that ball, get to work. Like, here comes a shimmy, here comes a shake, here comes our footwork. I miss that, buddy. Mm-hmm. I miss that so bad. And sometimes you just get big mastodons of players like Shaq. Get the ball and just go through somebody's chest. Man, I miss it so damn bad.
That's a good one.
Yeah, I don't know if this is considered old school, but it kind of I really enjoyed last night how they don't call a whistle for everything, man. Like,
even let them play.
If it's a little scramble, just separate everybody, just push them back to the huddle.
And a couple of hits on the sideline were iffy.
Yeah.
And they let them go.
Yeah. I don't know if that's considered old school, but sometimes you just got to, you know, don't call everything, man. Don't throw nobody out, man. Sometimes people be into the game, and now if it escalates all throughout game, then you take the next step. But I feel like the referees didn't react too much at all, man. They just let them play. I think they knew the vibe of the game, and they let them play. I'm kind of old school with that, man.
I like this one from the 8.
Don't throw everybody up.
Yeah, especially because it takes away some of the flopping elements that we can get sometimes where dudes are like turning to the refs like, hey, man, bail me out. No, go do it.
No, go play football.
Yeah.
Yeah, don't throw a flag.
How about this 8-3-2? This is a cool one. Student body left, student body right.
Oh, yeah, old school runs. And along that, somebody was like running the option or the wishbone. There was a moment where it looked like the Bears
an inverse
came in. Yeah. It's like, yeah, man, put them two running backs back there. Sometimes three running backs out there. Get you a wing back.
Yeah.
Let's go.
How about raising your hand after a foul? When was the last time you've seen that?
Okay. He's been watching that PSA. It was out on me, coach.
That's on me. That's on me right there. Neck rolls.
Yeah, man, the neck roll. Honestly, I have more of an affinity for the cowboy collar, the butterfly collar, that kind of. Just the linebacker that looks like he eats small goats for lunch.
Glass.
What about the people that wear the long jerseys, like the arm?
The ones that are like, that aren't cropped or whatever.
Yeah, to me, like, Jacoby Brissett is probably the only quarterback that had the long arm.
They're starting to, because Aaron Rodgers loves wearing the loose sleeve or whatever. They're starting to come back. I don't know exactly how I feel about it.
I don't really care for them, man.
But what I will say that's kind of close to that,
and I don't actually want to see it come back, but it was always fun to see the running back with the big old pads just flapping in the wind as she's running.
Oh, yeah. How about Barry thigh pads?
Barry Sanders.
How about the big thigh pads that look like, I don't know, they look like platters on your on your legs. Big old thigh pads. Old school stuff. Pitchers having to bat. Sure, we'll take that.
Oh, yeah.
We'll take that.
Because it gave you moments of magic, mm-hmm. right? You never get Bartolo Colon if you don't have pitchers having to bat. Yeah, no, those are fun. And I think also it got to one of the things that I think the baseball purist loves mm-hmm. about baseball, which is the tactics that are necessary, right? It's not just, it is pitcher versus batter, but it's also manager about against situation. And you have more of those when you have a dude who you might be considering an easy out and you have to work around that and you have to use your bench and those types of things. So yeah, no, I feel you in that. I'm not going to lie.
Mm-hmm.
Yes. Those are some,
we're getting a bunch still in.
Yeah, we are still getting some. Bandanas under the helmet. Absolutely.
What about the headbands in the NBA? Remember that was a heavy thing?
Yes. Yes, headbands in the NBA, for sure. Especially in the 90s when everybody was going bald and by choice.
Mm-hmm.
Everybody was shaving their head. It's like, okay, this is a thing.
going bald by choice is wild, man.
But that was the 90s, brother. There's a lot of people that have brought the hair back. It's like, you had hair this whole time? Jalen Rose is one of those, man.
Yeah. Shout out to the dude. I forgot his name. From Onyx. Remember?
Yeah, who said
that? What's his name?
I don't remember. Dog it. Saying that MJ was copying them?
Yeah.
Okay, dog. 713 Sports Goggles was like Eric Dickerson. Yes, bring back Rec Specs.
That was good.
And then in baseball, they miss when announcers refuse to use the term no-hitter during a game.
Do not miss that at all.
You don't like the superstition of it all?
It's dumb. It's dumb. We've talked about that. It's dumb.
It's the magic of it all.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And shout out to Fredo Starr. That's the guy from Onyx.
There you go. All right. Shout out to him.
Apparently, Michael Jordan was a big fan that he shaved his head because of him.
All right. Mm-hmm. Look, man, sometimes you just got to say things, man. Sometimes you got to say things, true or otherwise. Appreciate you guys hanging out with us with the question of the day. The old school things in sports that we really appreciate. On a Texans victory Monday, we reacted to all of that. But coming up next, let's go around the NFL and pretty strongly around the AFC South as the rest of the teams lost. What happened there? What happened around the NFL? We'll discuss it next.
Oh, such a clutch offseason pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
And a minimal salary cap hit. Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 40% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 40% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
It's not just about watching the game. It's about betting on it. I'm Mike Valeni, and on Cash the Ticket, Jim Costa and I break down every college football and NFL matchup like it's the last game we're ever going to watch. From the best bets to the sneaky underdogs, and of course, as my co-host likes to say, the value. And the one thing we're not going to do is pretend we're professionals. We have fun with it. It's an entertainment product, and it makes watching games a hell of a lot of fun. So Cash the Ticket, follow it in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.